We're sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
I've just come off the phone from talking to what I consider to be a remarkable lady. Her name is Emily Chappell, and I'm hoping to actually interview her for a proper podcast and vlog in the near future. But just felt I wanted to sort of express my admiration for her, really. If you haven't already heard of Emily, she's been in the headlines lately for her new book, What Comes Round, which basically is about the life of a cycle courier in London, albeit she's a female cycle courier in London. Now, really shouldn't be much made of that, but there are very few cycle couriers in London. So she's tackled that in many respects, but the story itself isn't really anything to do with that. It's about the fact she went to London after university, didn't really have a job, didn't enjoy living in London for the first 6 months of living there. And I suppose the impression I got was the fact that she was close to sort of moving away. Now, Emily actually comes from the town where I was born, called Llanidloes, which is in Mid Wales. She lived there and a village nearby called Cersws for most of her childhood until she went to university. So, like me, she was brought up in a very rural area, and so going to London at a very early age was obviously quite daunting. But what broke her into London, in a sense, was her cycling. She loved cycling, and she'd heard about the gangs of cyclists, these courier cyclists in London, and she embarked on a six-year career, in fact, well, actually longer than that. But the thing was, once she got into cycling and couriering around London, she got to love the city because she was seeing a different part of London, I suppose. I mean, it wasn't just the main streets that most people see. And it's quite funny because the conversation I had with her just now was about the fact that I go to London regularly, have done for many, many years, both for work and for personal reasons with friends and family. And people take the mick at me because basically I tend to walk everywhere. I very rarely take the tube or a bus. In fact, it's only recently really I've taken the tube for a number of reasons because I've been lugging stuff around. But the fact is you can get around London very easily by foot, and it's a lovely experience. And I've said this to everybody, you know, you can really just walk around and find from A to B the places you want. But by taking those back streets and smaller streets that the tourists and even the business people take, you know, you can find some absolutely amazing places, whether, you know, from the pubs and the small businesses right the way through to the little alleyways that take you through to, you know, amazing architecture. And what was coming through was that's how she sort of got to know London, was because being a cycle courier, she was going through routes and places in London that most people who live in London don't even see. So it was a great chat I had with her. She's currently running around the UK promoting her book, which has got her onto BBC News, BBC World Service. You may have read her in The Guardian, The Telegraph, and lots of other places in between. Because she talks about in her book about this whole life being a London cycle courier, but also about how she found herself, how the experience of this cycling and this sort of frantic career, if you like, sort of brought her out of herself or out of her shell, and has made the person she is now. And in fact, Emily is a big endurance racer. You know, she goes off and does some. Big long races that take, you know, full days of 200 odd miles, and I can understand that. I'm a cyclist at the end of the day. I haven't been on my bike, admit, for a number of months, but that exhilaration and that feeling of being on a bike and cycling, albeit for me just around rural Wales, is an amazing experience. And she was explaining to me how that experience of being on the bike, and particularly now with the endurance racing, which she does, and the travelling. You know, she went from London to Tokyo in 2011 on, that's a feat in itself. And it was when she got to Tokyo, she was saying that she saw these cycle couriers, and she was almost tearful, she said, because, you know, it made her want to go back to London to go back to cycle courier. And she did that. She thought she'd left it, and she went back to it. Now she lives technically back in Mid Wales, very close to where I live, and where I'm from. Although she's saying she only gets about 50% of the time, particularly at the moment, because she's promoting her new book. But I'm hoping I was talking about doing a vlog with her and a podcast, because I'd love to sort of let you all know and hear more about her. It's an amazing story. It sounds like we're going to hear a lot more about her, because she's basically just going to keep cycling and I think she's going to keep writing, and she blogs as well. And if you want to read a bit about her, you can go to her blog, which is thatemilychappell.com. So that's That Emily Chappell, and that's Chappell, Chappell.com, where you can find out about her and her latest blog posts. But in terms of her book, What Goes Round, a London cycle courier's story, it's well worth a read. It came out earlier this month, and you'll no doubt hear or read about her anyway over the coming weeks as she tours the UK. But like I said, hoping to bring her story to my vlog and podcast very soon, and just wanted to sort of get across the admiration I've got for her from just that conversation, because I think she said so much that I think means a lot, particularly to people, young people maybe from Mid Wales and rural areas who don't necessarily think there is always that opportunity for them. And it's not just about going to London to find those opportunities, it's the fact that, you know, you can make what you want of your life, no matter what you do. So it's great to speak to her. So I'm looking forward to hopefully meeting her next month, and hopefully bringing you a very quick interview with her at that time.